Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selkirk. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with roughing covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Krivic. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Crosetti applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knickerbocker juggles the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith bunts towards third. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Tresh moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-0 White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selkirk. Wright reaches second base with a double. Krivic goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 2 in the game. Keller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Dickey reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Selkirk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bump Hadley now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Buster Mills pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards third. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 4 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Crosetti fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 3 in the game. Keller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Selkirk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.